Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
All right.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older? Older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
Yes.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Right. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Age?
Your race. Ethnicity?
What? White.
White, no problem. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focused on. 0, not important at all. 10, most important. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
10.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Lowering rent.
10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
All right. Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Democrats in Congress.
Five.
MAGA Republicans.
10.
Janelle Bynum.
5.
Joe Biden.
5.
Republicans in Congress.
10.
Kamala Harris.
5.
Ron Wyden.
10.
Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
5.
Donald Trump.
10.
J.D. Vance.
10.
All right. Just for clarification, sir, you do know it's from 0 to 100, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, 10 meant 100.
All right. No problem. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party, Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump, Republican.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican Lori.
Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
None.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I don't approve.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Yeah, I approve.
As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve her toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community in Salem. She has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon's families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you, have you changed your mind?
No.
And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez the Reamer?
I don't know. I don't pay anything. There's no comment.
All right. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She has politicians are just playing games, and she is going to Washington to change it. Because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. Would this be not at all convincing, very convincing on a scale from 0 to 10? What would you rate it?
10.
Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still a law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who wants to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. Would this be very convincing or not at all convincing? On a scale from 0 to 10.
I'd say 5.
Okay.
Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions. She has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
I don't know, 5.
Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better. But as a working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance. How convincing will this be from 0 to 10?
5.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their opinion. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican Lori Chavez.
Lori Chavez, the Reamer, says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, "You can't compromise," end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda. Is this a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
Great deal.
Lori Savas talked about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Savas the Reamer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Is this a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
Quite a bit.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Savas or Democrat Danelle Bynum?
Republican Lori.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
High school, 12th grade, and college, 2 years.
So would you say some college?
Yeah, some college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say applies respondent or applies household?
Applies household.
All right. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day, sir.
All right. Goodbye.